But that's still called the AAC?
For now.
Right?
Yeah. We got the naming rights.
All right, we've been saying we're on the AT&T Plaza all day. We're in the PNC Plaza. So I can't complain about my cell phone service not working. It was always very ironic that I get AT&T as my cell phone service, and at the AT&T Plaza is where I get really poor service. I would think they'd put a tower right in here. But anyway.
So those beanbags say Mr. and Mrs. on them in Blake's cornhole?
Yeah, they do.
Blake brought his wedding present cornhole. It's the Big D Freedom Fire Fest. We're here on the PNC Plaza. We're right next to the American Airlines Center. We didn't think it would be this failed of a party. I mean, we brought 8 hot dogs and a pot of water, yet here we are. But we have, what did you say last segment, Justin? We, like the guests are better than something. I don't know. We have big guests today. We've had great guests.
Yeah, they're really bringing it home.
And we have really built up to our final guest today. All of our guests were able to walk from wherever they live. Now, did they walk? Did you walk?
No, I didn't.
All right.
I could, but I did not. And once I got down here and saw the conundrum parking has become, since there are apparently more people down here now than there was when I was last here, that is something I'd like a do-over on.
You could have scootered, or do we not have scooters anywhere? I don't see those around.
No,
anymore.
We don't have scooters. Not downtown, we don't, anyway.
I think I broke the last one they had.
Anyway, good. This is...
Let's keep them out.
The man who invented the ticket, Mike Reiner, if you were not aware of that voice.
Nobody cares.
You know, we have new listeners all the time.
Well, that's what they say.
Do we have a listener of the ticket that doesn't remember Mike Reiner on the air?
No, probably scads of them, if what they say is true.
If what they say is true. If we are developing new listeners.
There was someone who called into the Deep Night Ticket with Jake and Donovan who said she started listening like 6 months ago. There's a few.
Okay, well, she would not then.
You're basically Grego to her. They just hear you in drops.
Yeah.
You're Groobs.
Yeah, you're Groobs.
You're Psycho Dave.
This is Brian they keep talking about.
So many.
He has Rich. Well, thank you for coming over here.
I'm honored to be asked.
Big Dallas celebrity. You live downtown. Right? Apartment? A downtown apartment?
Yeah, but that's nothing to brag about these days.
My. Seems great. I've been to Cash Saroy's place.
Yeah, well, his place is a lot different than mine.
Is his better than yours?
I don't know. It depends on what your bag is. That's his bag. Mine's mine. It suits me just fine, but he's not in hard downtown either. I am. And the lay of the land of hard downtown is changed quite a bit. These streets are mean now, Dan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you're a guy who's not unfamiliar with...
Oh, yeah.
With,
I mean, I can
piece.
Handle it.
Yeah. With carrying a piece and...
Regulating.
Yeah, you gotta be handy with the steel. You know what I mean? Earn your keep.
You know what's going to be really weird? Is going to training camp and you not being there. Would you visit training camp for us?
I don't know. I might. That sounds like it might be fun.
I feel like, because, and I'm only saying that because I feel that I just experienced something. The Musers camp out just was very off, you know? Without,
I thought
especially,
it all sounded good.
Sorry, Jake.
Just once the evening hit, for sure, that was Mike's time.
Right.
Yeah, power hours.
Right.
That's when he would go as long as anybody else would be willing to go.
Yes, the deep night
ticket. He was a guy that never disappeared. I'll disappear on you. Corby will all of a sudden be in bed, and you didn't know where he went. But Mike was a guy who would go as long as anybody wanted to. Maybe because you just can't sleep.
Well, I had a couple of shotgun riders in that. Donovan would, too. George would. George would go a lot longer than he probably should have.
But without you, it's kind of like the ticket. Without you to establish the whole vibe, I don't even think we would have done Deep Night this year. We tried it. It just felt different, that's all. You attract the weirdos.
Good. Good.
The phone calls.
The blind ladies.
The ladies, and yeah. They,
good.
They know that you've been around. There's nothing that shocks you. And for advice, where better to turn? than
well,
Mike
I missed
Reiner.
It. I must say I missed it.
Do you miss the ticket?
I miss the guys. I miss you guys. I miss all the fun and all the hijinks and the guys that I was around for so long and made up such a huge chunk of my existence and so formed me and so shaped me. I miss them. Do I miss the day-to-day of the job? Uh-uh. Not one bit.
Just the coming into work and having to sit in the same place for 4 hours or whatever.
And talk about Luca for 4 hours? No, I don't miss that at all.
I enjoy your Luca bit.
Is it a bit?
It hurts. It hurts to read every time, though.
Is it a bit?
I mean, the odds are at some point you'll be right. Very few guys stay with their whole the one franchise.
That's true, and I know that.
So,
and I've never put a time frame on this.
Right.
I just said that he's not going to be like 41.
So 16 years from now when he bolts, you can say,
yeah,
see?
Yeah, that's right.
To go play with Bronny when he ring chases with Bronny?
Yes, that's right. You'll get a tweet with me doing the shrug emoji, you know? I don't think it'll be 16 years, though.
It'll be before that.
It'll be before that.
I just like 16 years from now, you're still tweeting. That's what I like.
Let's see. 16 years from now, I will be 86.
Wow.
Yeah, I can see it.
You're 70?
Yeah. I can see it. I can see 86 and still tweeting. Of course, assuming I'm alive, that's going to be job one.
Be around for a while.
Young people never want to listen to old people. And I now have young people in my house, so I can verify this for sure. But I do remember as a younger person and hearing you say some things that at the time I dismissed. I blew off and I said, some old guy just saying old guy stuff again. I remember when you were wishing your daughter a happy birthday at one point, and you said how much she means to you, and blah, 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 and I was thinking,
SG.
Whatever.
Hey, why don't you marry her?
And then I found myself later in life going, man, I remember Mike doing that, and I remember my thoughts, and now it's all kind of come full circle, and he's right. So I remember Mike when I first had the kids.
Trey's handing out jugs of water.
Oh, he went and bought jugs of water? Purified water, it looks like. Oh, he's pouring
he's
them in the pool.
Purified water in the pool.
I don't think he...
You think that's a good use of water?
Doesn't he understand we didn't want water in the pool?
Oh, Trey.
So he went and purchased gallon jugs of water.
See, it's the great thing about him, though. You don't have to tell him stuff.
But he thinks four of those are going to fill the pool.
Now he has an Ozarka that he's about to dump in.
You should have seen how beaten he was carrying those across the plaza.
I remember early on I was talking on the air about, trying to raise the girls. And I don't want them just to be little robots. I want them to have their own mind. I want them to have their own opinions. I want them to, be able to, they don't have to be, hopefully they won't say I need to worry about who I marry as far as this will be my spot in life. I want them to be able to carve their own path, think for themselves. And Mike came in after that and said, Mr. Dan, you got that way wrong. You don't want them to have their own mind. You don't want, and he was right, because now it's come back to bite me.
Yeah, I know what you mean about that, too.
And one more thing was very early on in our relationship, and we were doing Why Today Doesn't Suck. This is so early that Expo is the board op.
Mm-hmm.
So the year 2000? Well, I guess it is the year 2000, if I can do math. And know how old you are. Because it was your 50th birthday.
Yeah.
And Expo pulled me aside and said, we've told this many times on the air, but he said, when you're doing today's birthdays, don't bring up Mike's birthday. He's kind of being not really taking it real well. And I was thinking, that's stupid. It's just a birthday, dude. Whatever. I mean, I'm 30.
I should have listened to you because it was stupid.
Yeah.
It was stupid. I mean, I look back at that now and go, the hell, man?
Okay,
what was I so worried about?
Maybe 20 years from now, I will look back, but I did turn 50. And man, I wish guys wouldn't have mentioned it. Because it still bothers me. It bothers me right now.
It's nothing, Mr. Dan.
Because once you're 50, you're just 50.
Yeah.
And then next is 60.
You're just
and 60 is old. Like, I've convinced myself that 50 isn't that old because I'm 50. You know how the bar keeps changing.
Okay, well, then when you're 60, you'll convince yourself that that's not old.
Well, I don't know, dude. That seems really... That's grandma old. Like, grandmas are 60.
Then eventually, you know what? Grandmas?
You'll be 69 one day, and then that'll be hilarious for a whole year.
Yeah. If I'm still hanging around with, Blake and Mino and Jake, which I do hope to be. Here's Blake. You haven't seen Blake in a while, have you?
I haven't. Hi, Blake.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Blake was always a favorite of Mike's.
Yes, he was.
Just he likes a subservient nature.
Well, twink.
Yes. He would do whatever I wanted.
I kind of miss the twink.
Kind of miss the twink?
Yeah.
He lets the game come to him, Blake does. Although his muscles have gotten bigger.
Oh, really?
Since
he's a little bit more assertive?
Since he kind of came out of nowhere and won this job, nobody had expected this. He was the one guy that, I mean, who would have seen that? When the whole race started, mm-hmm. Would you have picked Blake to be in this position?
I have to tell you, I was quite surprised by it, but I always thought well of the boy. I always thought he was smart. He worked well. He seemed to take initiative. So, yeah, I could kind of see it. I had to talk myself into it at first, but once I started, then, okay, this could work.
See, he's playing radio. It was actually in his will when he left the ticket that his twink would actually take a spot vacated by him.
Oh, man. What happened to our non-disclosure agreement?
So what do you think of our failed little party here?
I think it's pretty awesome.
Got a little pool.
I think it's Mr. Dan being Mr. Dan in all his greatness, making something out of nothing.
Blake just set up his cornhole. Cornhole is a game, for those of you who think that sounds dirty.
We did just have twink talk, so who knows?
Yeah. And then if you see the little bucket there, do you see the little ketchup packets on the ground around the bucket?
Yes.
That's Killer invented a game called Playing Ketchup. As he said the other morning, he was going to play ketchup. And we've been out there having a great time with ketchup. It's similar to cornhole, but it's a little more in-depth, a little deeper.
You toss packets in the bucket?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Does it remind you of your childhood?
Yeah. Hey, we had to make it up as we went along.
So I need the audio again here, Mino, because at the bottom of every hour, on the 30s, all throughout this very day, and this is kind of a pre-July 4th celebration. You know July 4th is on its way, Mike.
I do know
that. By the way, did you think yesterday was Friday? Do you know what day it is generally?
I have to think about it a whole lot.
Because I talked to you on when? Did I talk to him Tuesday night or Wednesday?
Tuesday.
Okay, I called you Tuesday night, and I actually called Sports Phone, asked for the Ranger score. You could verify that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Message I left. And when we talked, I told you Friday, we're going to do a bit, mm-hmm. blah, 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 and you said, sure, I'll be over there, which I am very grateful. But then you texted me yesterday morning and said, is today the day I'm supposed to be there?
Yeah.
And then the guys in the meeting room got a laugh when we were looking at the text saying, does he know what day it is? Does Mike think today is Friday?
Here is what has thrown me off this week. We have gigs on Saturday and Sunday of this week. Normally, we have gigs on Friday and Saturday, right? So, like, on Thursday, I'm generally gearing up to go play, on Friday. And yesterday, there was none of that, so that kind of knocked a big hole in the week for me. And I figured I better ask, because I also didn't put it in my calendar. These days, something happens, I got to get it in my calendar. Right then, right there.
I'm very much the same way.
Yeah.
I got so many lists. The pool's leaking.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's...
I think Trey just poured that water into a leaky pool.
That distilled water, that Fiji water he dumped in there.
Oh,
which,
my.
Which I feel like goes right with the day, though.
Right.
It totally fits.
Oh, how are we going to sort this out, Shoopy?
But he's really jumping at the cause to fix it.
So, P1 phone calls? So, we don't have a crow line because of things that are out of our control. But we do have a phone line, and we have a sponsor for phone calls. So would you want to field some calls and talk
to
the
P1? Whatever you want to do. I'm here with you.
In a minute? Okay, but first, heading into break on the 30s today, we are celebrating America with some of the best wheelchair/firecracker-based audio that we've ever had.
We should have recreated this out here now that I think about it.
The day is young.
That's true. We got an hour.
All right, let's enjoy one of our favorite memes.
Bag up, Terry. Put it in reverse, Terry. Put it in reverse. Oh, Lord, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. What you doing, Terry? Terry, what you doing?
Nice fade, Justin. All right. Your calls at 888-78. See, I have to have this typed here. I've worked here for 20 years and I have it typed and I don't know the phone number.
888 still 214-787-1310 up here, man.
It's 888-787-1310. Your chance to talk to a Radio Hall of Famer next. So Trey, we're employing Trey to be here. Do you think the one thing he could do is kind of tell people not to walk in here?
Random passerby.
She walked in right next to him. Could he say, ma'am, that's the door to go in?
When she walked in, I thought she was just a big Reiner fan and came to...
Yeah.
I didn't realize, okay.
That's what I was hoping for, yet something told me no.
That's a little different than the general petty theft crowd, perhaps.
Perhaps.
So Mike Reiner is here. It's how we're really celebrating freedom here on the Big D Freedom Fire Fest. And are you going to stick around for Why Day Didn't Suck? Do you have your Facebook page open for birthdays?
I suppose I could get it open.
Once birthdays have all been read?
Well, then it's time for dads.
Or wait, when is the Mike Reiner line? I forget everything, Mike.
It's when you're doing birthdays, and I say, I have a birthday, Mr. Dan.
Yeah. This is Long Haul Dan. I don't know if you've met him. He's a little different.
No, did you avoid the COVID?
Yes, I did.
How come I don't know anyone, me and Jake, I don't know anyone who got COVID.
I had COVID.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, and it sucked.
Blow me up.
Bones.
Yeah.
A couple of the guys in the band got it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't know if they had it, like, you know, really, really bad or anything like that, but... They were definitely down for a few days, but beyond that, I don't know too many people that had it either.
It's kind of affected my sex life, Dan. I haven't really hooked up with a woman since. I think it has something to do with COVID.
Would you like for us to change that for you?
No way! Before, by the time White Day Doesn't Suck's over?
We could work pretty fast.
Maybe today. Who knows how the... Big D Freedom Fire Fest will end. All right, we're taking phone calls for Mike. We actually have a sponsor for this segment.
Roar and Sons Brewing Company.
We also have a special treat.
Hi, David.
Hey, Mike.
We also have a special treat for you during this segment while we take phone calls. But let's take some first. Let's start off with line two, Terry.
Hello.
Terry, you're on with Mike Reiner. Go ahead.
Hello, Mike. How's it hanging?
Low.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right.
I just answered your question, so yeah, I hear you.
That was a bad question. The second question was bad.
All right. I got two of them for you. All right. Why can't Miss Piggy count to 70?
I don't know. Why can't Miss Piggy count to 70?
She gets to 69, she gets a frog in her throat.
Good one.
Very nice.
Second one for you.
No. You're ending on a high. You're ending on a high.
Let me get one more.
No. You gotta learn the rules of the road in stand-up comedy, man.
Put it in reverse, Terry.
That's a high, bro. You might not get another one. Brian, line 5. You're on the ticket.
Hey there, Hang Zone. Happy Independence Day weekend.
America.
Hello?
We agree, yeah.
Yes, it is. Good. Happy.
Reiner, it's great to hear your voice on the airwaves again. Really missing those sultry, smooth tunes, that audible chocolate.
Hmm. Okay.
All right, then.
So you kind of have nothing.
I got a few. I got a joke if I want to follow up that last caller.
It's a tough fact to follow, though.
This is your show, America.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. It's a quick one. What did Cinderella say when she got to the ball?
I don't know. What did Cinderella say when she got to the ball?
See, it's you, man. I told you. You bring out your presence. This doesn't happen without you here. Mino, it's time for us to...
It didn't take a lot of creativity, did it, Mike?
It's time for us to answer a question.
Who got Mr. Hat? Not the guy with the best hat. Got to play with grit and fight. Let's see who got Mr. Hat last night.
The Rangers won yesterday, Mike. And Do you know what happens when the Rangers win?
What's that?
Does you have Chris Woodward to tell us that?
It's not always going to be the guy who has the best stats. It's going to be the guy who represents exactly what we talk about. You know, the grit, the competitiveness, the FU mentality, all of that. Everything we've talked about up to this point.
That's who gets to wear the cowboy hat.
Ah, okay.
Mr. Hat.
All right. Who is Mr. Hat for today?
Mark. Well... We have a few candidates from yesterday. How about Joey Gallo?
How about Joey Gallo?
Since the pitcher crackdown on the sticky stuff, Joey Gallo is hitting .375 with a 1.125 OPS.
What are we to read?
Wait, 1.625 OPS. Sorry, 1.125 slugging and a 500 on-base percentage.
What are we to read into this?
Will he be the first person to win American League Player of the Week and not be Mr. Hat? Is that possible?
He had his fifth straight game with a home run yesterday. That was his 20th of the year. He has 7 home runs in the last 5 games. He did not get Mr. Hat. Despite going 3-for-3 with 2 runs, 3 RBI, and a walk, it's not always the guy with the best stats.
Yeah,
the
stats are too good.
It could be John Hicks. Be
the guy who has the best stats.
John Hicks. Hit a home run, a 408-foot solo shot. He went 2-for-4, 2 runs, 1 RBI. It was not him. It was not Eli White, who went 2-for-5 with a run and an RBI. It was, in fact, Nate Lowe, who also, Nate Dogg, they call him, I think. He hit 2 home runs yesterday, his 11th and 12th, his second multi-homer game of the year. He went 2-for-4, 2 runs, 3 RBI. In fact, this is Nate Lowe's third cowboy hat of the year, third Mr. Hat, and his second within a week, according to Alex Plink, my Ranger reporter that I trust on Twitter. That is the shortest stint between hats. He gave the hat up, and then he got it right back. And so,
well,
congratulations.
I'll bet the stint between when he got that one, like last week, and his first one was pretty long.
Yeah.
Because he started off well. I thought we might have something here. And then dropped off to nothingness, but now seems to be getting things back together again. Like Gallo.
You want to trade Gallo? Now that his value might be a little higher? Better do it now.
Is he sticking around?
Nothing is off the table here.
We go
if he hits free agency, no, he's not.
Let's go to somebody called Mayor Bubba on line six. You're on the ticket with Mike.
Hey, Ryan, you beat me down so bad with that countdown on Twitter. I never found out what you were counting down. Can you let the world know what that was all about?
Oh, hell, I forgot.
We have Devin on line one. You are on the... Did you have a countdown on Twitter?
He did, yeah.
Yeah, I did.
And you forgot what the end of it was?
Yeah, yeah. That was a long time ago, man.
That's awesome. Devin, say hello to Mike.
Hey, Mike. Good to hear your voice again, my guy.
Hi, Devin.
Just wanted to have a quick question for you. You know, do you think the parade is going to be in July, or they're going to wait until after Hard Knocks for the Cowboys' third appearance on there?
What parade? The parade to welcome Jason Kidd?
Well, no, the parade, because we're our third appearance on Hard Knocks. You know, that's the greatest thing that's happened to the Cowboys.
Yeah, and it'll be the only good thing that happens to them this year. So, yeah, you might as well. Might as well do it now.
As you know, Jason Kidd said he didn't think they were going to have a parade for him.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Brian.
J. Kidd, by the way.
On line three.
One thing we've got to find out from him is, what is the status of both the professionals and the taxpayers these days?
Brian, you're on with Mike.
Yes, sir.
And now you talk to Mike.
Go ahead. Yes. You're on the air.
Next step.
I understand. I have no joke for you. I'm proud to admit. I was just wondering if Mike is going to start up his restart his Dallas series with TC that he was doing on Facebook.
Start up my what?
Restart your the thing you were doing with TC about doing the city of Dallas, like showing off different things about the city of Dallas.
Oh, you did like TC did a video with you on
yes.
top of some building, right?
Yes, he did. He did. TC had, I don't know if I should be saying this on the air, but what the hell. TC has a friend that lives in the Mercantile. You know, the Tower of the Friendly Mercantile?
Yeah.
And one day he said, come over, we're going to go up to the top of it. And so we did. And we went up to the very top, and TC got to talking to me about, you know, various things that were down on the ground, the way that used to be here, you know, Dallas a long time ago and everything. And it was pretty neat. But it was all done from the top of the Friendly Mercantile. We got up to places where if they had known that we were going to do that, they would put the quietus on us so fast.
You know,
do you think it's worth having a show again? Like making a show out of it?
Nah. Yeah. Nothing's worth making a show of.
You know, I heard you say that every day forever. And I never knew what to... I'm done talking. I'm talking to Mike now. I had no idea what the Tower of the Friendly Mercantile was, but I figure if you're saying it, it's probably pretty cool.
I thought it was called the Friendly Mercantile.
Well, that came from an old radio jingle that they used to have. From the Tower of the Friendly Mercantile. Da 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 da. From the Tower of the Friendly Mercantile.
It's 10 till 3.